Hey, yo, it has been 2 months. My bad, shut your mouth, mind your business. We here now. Now, I'm going to give y'all two damn, what's the name? Podcast this week, because this one, as you can see in the title and whatnot, I couldn't even think for a split second. Because this one's going to be all 2K news related, my basically unofficial, like, actually, unofficial, official review type thing. And then in the next episode, I'm probably going to record, like, on Thursday or Friday. One of the 2 days I'm recording that shit is when I'm going to then catch y'all up on what happened these last 2 months. Because I'm not going to lie, I've been getting into some shit, oddly enough. I've been kind of stepping out of my comfort zone and out of my introverted bubble. And it's actually been pretty damn good, more so to my overall benefit and shit like that. Also, I got some real shit to tell y'all. Real quick, probably even jump into 2K. One thing I actually found out, and again, I would highly recommend for anybody who can afford it, and even if, I don't know, find a way to actually get professional fucking help, you know, therapy and whatnot. Because it really opens your eyes to a lot of things and gives you actually perspective on things that you never really thought about, or helps you digest certain situations or and issues like that you never even thought about nor digested before. One of which I might add, or one of which, because I've always talked to you, you know, about my anger, my depression, whatever, you know, my normal daily life, essentially. Something that I've actually thought about, and it's like a key component to my overall personality, is my willingness to go out of my way to help others. Like, no matter what it is, time of day, you know, that whole thing, I go out my way to help those, like, regardless of if it's inconvenient, whatever, right? And I've always thought about why I have a hard time telling people that I care about no specifically. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, in certain situations, like where I know they can do it by themselves and they know they can, they're just asking me just to ask in certain situations, or even if they genuinely mean it, but I just don't have the ability nor means or whatever. So it'd be best for me to say no instead of saying that I'll do my best, knowing that my best is not going to really do much, you know, in the long run or in that moment. It's more so because of abandonment issues. And this is why. For whatever reason, I've somehow made up in my sick little head of mine, I somehow convinced myself that if I don't go out my way and do the most for others and do anything, that those who I care about and those who I love will end up leaving me. And this all stems from, because I told y'all, back from when I was like a child all the way up to, I want to say, eighth grade, actually. No, actually, was it eighth grade? Yeah, it had to be eighth grade. No, it was my freshman year. When I was like really close to my cousin and whatnot, whom I don't see anymore. I haven't talked to this motherfucker in like 6-7 years now. Actually, it's been more than that. I haven't talked to him in like 10. Yeah, in like 10 years. And I actually had this epiphany while I was at work. Because I was, you know, in my headphones and just thinking about life and shit. But I actually have abandonment issues. And this comes from the fact that when my cousin left because he went to the military, he actually went to the Air Force and whatnot. I only seen him one time when he actually came back, and then it wasn't necessarily the same. Like, we didn't really skip a beat, but I started hearing less and less from him after that, and it was really kind of abrupt. Like, I have said, you know, be safe or whatever, like goodbye, like when he first went to the military, and then I went to go see him at his graduation, and then, you know, hung out for a little bit out there in Texas. They said deuces to him out there, and then I seen like one odd time, like I want to say like my freshman year of high school, like over summer or whatever, and then like we hung out for like a weekend, and then he never told me he was gonna leave, and then he just like up and just took the fuck off, and I don't remember saying bye or none of that. He was just gone. And I think somehow I've convinced myself, and I've had the same issue like with relationships as well. Like even before, like when he was like around, like in my life and whatnot, and even after, where I would do the absolute most, no matter what, out of fear that person would leave me, all because my cousin, who I was like really close with, and I told y'all, my cousin and I, we was like niece. Like, if you ever seen Four Brothers, you know, like that scene where Mark Wahlberg is taking a dump, and then I think, who was it? the other white dude was like going, was taking a shower. Yeah, my cousin and I, we were that type of close, like dead ass. We were that type of close where we just did everything together, or we're just always around each other type shit. And then when I was gone, I kind of just was like, oh, well, it might be my fault as to why he couldn't stay here or whatever. Never processing the fact that he's his own fucking man. He has to find his own way. I just somehow internalized it as it being my fault, because why the fuck not? So I've actually come to grips with that, because I looked at back at my past relationships, things of that sort. And I'm all like, I have done that with every single one of my exes. Like literally every single one of my exes, in some way, shape, or form, I went out my way to do the most, to be there, to do literally everything and get jack shit in return. Not saying all of them, not, I'll say about 75% of them, but meanwhile they do like jack shit in return or barely do the bare minimum and complain when I'm like, hey, I'm putting 100% and I ain't even getting 25 in return. And then it's just a whole bunch of excuses and bullshit. And then the infamous, well, I didn't ask you to, but I'm like, well, if I didn't, then you'd complain about it. So I'm like, I'm doing all this shit to show you that I care and to keep you here, but you ain't doing shit to prove that, you know, you actually appreciate what the fuck I'm doing. Whole different rabbit hole of things to go through. I'm basically saying all that to say this. I have come to grips with, I actually have abandonment issues, or had. Because I guess now that me admitting it, now I get to work on the healing process. Either way, it was one of those things where I was literally at work and just listening to music, you know, just working. And I was like, yo, it all makes fucking sense now. Because I have, don't get me wrong, at my core, I love to help my people, like my family, like, you know, my friends and family and whatnot. I'm not even gonna say my friends, because they're literally like my family, like my brothers, shit like that, like Oscar, Max, Adriana, all them. Like, that's actually my family for real. But they know I have no problem helping them at all, and I have no issue, and I love doing it, because then my people, you take care of your peoples. But I figured out why I go so far above and be fucking on is because I don't want them to leave. Like, I don't want to feel like I didn't do anything and I just pushed them away. Even though I pushed them away when I remember like one of my depressive episodes. But you get what I'm saying. Like, it literally all makes sense now. Like, literally it all makes sense now. But yeah, I just wanted to share that, because I'm not going to hold you. It feels good to actually get a grip on my fucking life. And all that shit literally ties into me getting outside my personal introverted bubble. Like, because I've really been doing shit that I'm not accustomed to doing nor would normally do. Like, going out and shit like that, talking to people, because I don't like talking to nobody unless I fuck with you. But you get what I'm saying? Like, and like, I really just had to start like, yo, I might have abandonment issues, and that's why I will go above and beyond for anyone at any time for anything. Like, it all made fucking sense. But anyways, let's go ahead and talk about 2K. So 2K22 dropped in September. We are now in November. So we got a good, like, what, about 2 months, roughly, like towards like the end of November anyways. So we got like almost like a good 2 months of this game. And I will say wholeheartedly, this is one of the best 2Ks that we've had in a while. Contrary to what you might hear from everybody else, you know, and shit like that, this 2K, at least next gen, or yeah, I guess next gen. I don't play current gen because I don't have a PS4 and I don't see no need to even play current gen. I got next gen to play next gen. But it's just so much fun. Like, genuinely fun. Granted, there's still randoms, and randoms gonna be randoms, and they are ass in this 2K. I understand how you spend $700 on a game and it's $70 for the game and it's $50 for VC to still be ass. Don't know how you accomplish that, but motherfuckers do. But gameplay wise, this is like really one of the better 2Ks. I mean, it needed a couple tweaks and whatnot to make it the cream of the crop, but I cannot say that this game is not like on the same playing field, in my opinion, listen carefully, in my opinion, as the 2K19. Like, 2K19 was a great game. It was a leap and bound above from 2K18, and 2K22 is a leap and bound above 2K21. People might say, oh, that's not hard to do. I get what you're saying, but let's look at it from this standpoint, right? They've improved the defense. Granted, the steals and blocks are a little bit OD, but look at it like this. That's kind of what we wanted, right? Dunking actually takes a little bit of skill, right? You can't just go and run and gun the whole time. You actually have to time it with the dunk stick if you actually want to get better posters and whatnot, because that square button is going to sell you from time to time. So it's kind of like we finally got what we wanted, as well as you can really make your build how you see fit. Granted, they kind of messed up with the builder a little bit. I mean, short point guards are the wave. I mean, for whatever reason, I thought it'd be a good idea for the average height of a point guard to be like, or for a point guard to get like Hall of Fame, like playmaking badges in certain aspects, to be 5 foot tall. So like 5'7", 5'8", 5'9", 5'10", and 5'11". Apparently Mike thought that'd be a good idea, which it was a terrible idea. The average height of a point guard in the NBA is 6'3", which is my preferred height of a PG. But even still, I can still compete and I can still perform with my point guard. You feel me? So it's a great game builder wise, customization wise, it's fun. Gameplay wise, it's still good. And actually, I'm gonna show y'all some gameplay of a new thing I'm doing for the group channel right here. Make sure you sub to the group channel, my personal channel. Make sure you just sub up to all my damn YouTube channels. I got three of them. I got my main channel, my walkthrough channel, and the group channel. Stop playing and sub up, damn it. We'll talk about like the micro and things like that, but I do want to touch on this specifically. So the My League, My NBA, whatever mode that is called, I will say, if you've already maxed out your character, if you've already got your online how you want, you already got your squad, but you just want to play something that's not as boring as My Career, because we all know My Career becomes mind numbing after a while, right? Play this. You can customize your own league. You could have your own draft. You can create your own dream team. You could download rosters. So like for the group channel roster, I have basically like legends. So like past legends to like, you know, current NBA players and whatnot. And then on my personal channel, I got the anime characters. So I got Naruto, I got Goku, I got Ichigo. I got like a shit ton of characters that we're gonna be playing against and whatnot. And even that roster features like some 90s character, I mean some like 90s, like 80s and 90s legends and whatnot. So it's very fun. You can customize the whole team, you can bring in creative characters, have your own roster, like give them however many badges you want. So if you want to have an entire god squad, you want to create the Generation of Miracles, coming soon by the way, you can do that. And that is fantastic, and it's so much more fun because you can even download jerseys and whatnot. Because as you can see for the group channel one, we're the Jokers. Like my entire thing is purple and green because you know how much I love the Joker. But that's that, and it's dope because you get to have so much more fun and so much more control instead of just playing the mind-numbing My Career. I would personally recommend this. You could even like control like the trades. It has like morality and whatnot if the team is actually fucking with you, shit like that, trade, all that good stuff. If you want to get down to the nitty-gritty, I keep it simple. Just give me my team, we gonna take on the world. That's how I like to play, and that's how I want to play, and I've been thoroughly enjoying it since. Granted, in the recent gameplays, if you've been subbed up and have been watching, you know I've been raging, but it's still fun. I still enjoy doing this. Like, this is a lot of fucking fun. So I would recommend playing this. Now, on to the complete and total NBA 2K review. So let's go ahead and start with it. So NBA 2K22, not gonna hold you, next gen is actually pretty damn fucking good. I mean, we were all nervous about this whole quest thing that they were doing, because they were like, I've covered like in the previous podcast, they were going the whole RPG route. They actually did a pretty damn good job with it. Each quest is, you know, it has a purpose. You get BC for it. You get certain type of rep towards your overall mind player, because you essentially want to be an ace of all trades. So you got your fashion, so how like you wear your clothes and things like that, like what clothes you wearing. You got, you know, your music career, because you're supposed to be like an overall media mogul, right? So you can like produce, make music and shit like that in the story. You know, you need to get your MBA up, so you need to be more professional. All these things basically tie into your overall My Player experience. And then when you fully max that thing out, guess what? You end up getting a penthouse. And that penthouse, you can then travel from each park that you want to. So you can go to the South City Vipers, you can go to the BC East, the Western Wildcats, and then the Northern Knights or whatever. Fire concept, and it was executed great. As well as, I will say, it is kind of fun talking to your agent, things like that, and watching like the friendly banter. I will say, you do want to skip, I mean, most of us always skip, you know, the commentary and the dialogue and shit like that anyways. But I will say, actually, like, you know, because I watched it my first time around, it's actually realistic. It's not like, you know, this pointless banter. It's not like Be Fresh. That's a great example. It's not Be Fresh. Like, it's one of those, excuse me, how they converse with each other, you can actually see it happening between two boys, one who was the freak athlete who was, you know, just naturally talented and hard worker, and then you got the homeboy who was just great at networking and just made shit happen for him. You can actually see the banter and whatnot, and it's just great to watch. Gameplay wise, going against AI, the AI is still a fucking all-star when you play against them, and then your team still drinks paint. I don't know why 2K refuses to fix this, because it is so friggin' annoying. You watch how the AI plays against you, and you're playing against actual fucking people. Meanwhile, your team is brain dead. They don't know how to run a pick and roll. They don't set a hard body screen. They don't roll. They all just want to flare out. Like, you'll run a damn pick and roll with like who was it? Fuck it, I'll just say it because I can't think of anybody's name right now. You run a pick and roll with Shaq, and then he'll run to the 3-point line. Like, what are you doing? That's not your build, sir. And even still, like you can see in this gameplay above, make sure you watch the video version of this too. If you are listening to this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, things of that sort, make sure you go check out the video version at youtube.com/WooZilla. You dig what I'm saying? An ISO is an ISO. You don't get the full length of the court to like a whole side of the court to yourself. They still don't know how to spread the floor properly. That's still completely and totally irritating. But it's still fun. I mean, you get to play, you know, college for a couple games. If you don't want to do that, you go straight to the G League, or if you want to, you can play college in the G League, then go to the league. And that's what I did. That's the best way to get like badges and shit like that. And even you get rep and badge progression, and actually pretty damn good badge progression, shit like that, from playing like the rec and online and whatnot. So 2K actually balanced that out, so that way if you really just don't want to play like, you know, the my career, you can just go and just play like online and just do it that way, which is great, because that's what people have been wanting for like a really, really long time, and they actually finally executed that. So down, that's pretty much most of like the goods and whatnot. So the goods, the story isn't mind numbing. It's actually more intuitive, because you basically have an option to, I'll be honest, to actually play. You're not necessarily forced to, but the story actually rewards you for playing it and doing the quest. As well as the gameplay, like I mentioned a little bit earlier before we did this official review part right here, it's solid. I mean, the defense feels good when you're playing online and whatnot, and the defense feels good too. I don't feel like I'm sliding around everywhere the way I used to. I'm actually could be like held in place and shit like that. The contest could use some work, but that's going on to the negatives. As well as, I mean, I'm not really going to talk about graphics. I mean, it's 2K. They can literally only do so much with a basketball game in the terms of realism, right? But it does look good. Just gameplay-wise, it's good. They've actually made improvements. It's actually fun. My career story-wise, it's actually solid. It's not painful to play at all in the slightest. And, oh, grinding your player actually doesn't suck nearly as much as it has previously. I will say that. That's a big positive. A big fucking positive. Now, on to the negatives. So it comes to these questions like that, it's something that we could not avoid, that we knew what was coming. At least if you pay attention to 2K and how they operate when it comes to microtransactions and the basic upward trend that they have been going with microtransactions. And that is that this game is the most aggressive when it comes to microtransactions. The most aggressive that we've ever seen in 2K in quite a while. Because, you know, you're trying to be this entire media mogul and shit like that. Like, you're trying to, you know, crack music, fashion, and shit like that. A VC is going to have to get spent. And not to mention, while grinding your player is not that much of a pain, I mean, I was able to grind mine before I ended up buying a VC from a level 60 to like a level 70. I think like either like a level 70 or 75 or a 72. One of the three. I'm pretty sure I went from 60 to 72. I grinded that entire thing without spending a dime of VC aside from the VCs that I got from like buying the game, right? But even still, depending on like your build of player or whatever, is going to cost a grip of VC. Because before, you spent $50 on VC, you were guaranteed to go to an 85. That's not even a guarantee no more, because depending on how you allocate the VC or depending on your build, you might need to spend upwards to $60 to $70 on just one character. And that's if you want to spend the VC. Because in some cases, like you spend $50, you get like, I think it's like 100K VC. Right, and that's supposed to get you to an 88 or 85 overall. At least the previous 2Ks, it did. And this one is not guaranteed at all, because you will spend that 50 and it still somehow be like at an 82 or 83 overall, bro. Still, And he still, and then you gotta spend like another 10 to 15 bucks or whatever on more VC just so you can get to the 85 overall. It's very, excuse me, it's very egregious, but like I said, it's something that you should have been able to see by the upward trend of like, you know, how expensive this game's becoming. Like, just microtransaction wise, how expensive it's becoming. And it's kind of fucking ridiculous, I'm not gonna lie to you, because not only is, you know, building your player very expensive, right? Like I said, you want to become an entire media mogul, that also requires, I don't know, you to spend money on clothes. So, you know, you need to wear like 10 unique outfits. You need to like change your clothes before each game, before a park and a damn My Career game, you feel me? All this shit is costing you funds. And I know there's some people who spend like over like 200 bucks on VC already. I've only spent the 50, and that was the 2K and get shit else out of from me from that, except for that, right? So VC wise is it's OD. It's definitely egregious, and it's definitely something where I'm like, you might want to pay attention to, because if you ain't got it, dog, you might just want to just stick to playing Wreck in My Career. That's it. And I mean, just play the My Career games. Don't even worry about that story, because you ain't going to be able to afford it for real. At least if you're not trying to do the mogul thing. If you're not trying to do the fashion thing, because that's what's going to cost you the most VC. If you're not trying to do fashion and shit like that, then you could actually grind it, because that's what I did. I didn't spend no money on VC for clothes in the fucking slightest, you feel me? VC is egregious. As for the gameplay, well, I did say they did improve it. One thing that defense did need to work on was the shotgun test. 2K is doing this whole hand down, man down thing. It's an official basketball thing for all my hoopers. You know, if we hooping and, you know, you're guarding a shooter and your hand is down while he's rising up for that jumper, hand down, man down, that's a bucket. 2K has been trying to implement that, and I'm personally a fan of it. Keep your hands up when you're trying to play defense. However, the problem is you will have your hands up in somebody's face, and I know this because I've done it and I've seen it happen before. Shit. Well, you have a hand up in somebody's face, right in their shit. They'll go up 8% contest. Or in the paint, where it's the most egregious. All you got to do now is literally just get into the paint, pump fake, pump fake, pump fake, pump fake. As soon as they get under the rim, you can go up for a shot, because you're getting slid out the way without even doing anything. So 2K really needs to address the shot contest, because they definitely need work. I mean, when you got a badge like blinders, which reduces the effect of people contesting you from the side, which in essence makes sense, but when they still got suction screens, that's another problem that has yet to be addressed in this game. So it's a bad thing with that, because I mean, there's no reason why, you know, a small forward should be able to go up on a 7-3 center, just pump fake 16 times and then go up, or a 7-3 center can go up and just pump fake the whole time and then not even get called for 3 seconds for one, and still not get punished for taking a bad shot, because there'll be three people down there, hands in the, like hands in his face, like, you know, 165, 17 foot, so on and so forth, and just no reward for it. So that's one of those things that just needs to get addressed in this game, because it's bad. It is very bad. Like, shot contest is terrible. As for the steals and whatnot, I say leave them as is. I mean, day one, it was crazy. You could literally just reach on anybody if you had a high steal and then get rewarded for it, regardless of how high their ball control was, and regardless of how unpluckable. And get rewarded for it. People still playing the passing lanes and just mashing square. Like I said, in my opinion, 2K really needs to punish people for that shit. You should lose more stamina for just reaching. That way it deters people from spamming it. That way you actually have to time it and actually anticipate the move instead of just pressing square. Because I have definitely played against teams in the rec, in park and whatnot, who will just sit in the passing lane and just mash square the whole time. Like, there's been times where I'll just pass the ball back and forth, like at the top of the key, and then the dude who's standing in the corner is literally just mashing that square button the whole time. And you're watching him just reach, just constantly just reaching. And it's annoying because 2K is not punishing him, because he's not, A, getting taken out the play like they said that they would do. Doesn't really happen that much. And B, he's not losing no stamina, because he's constantly fucking reaching. You need to deter people from reaching. They could be like, well, if I'm standing still, I shouldn't lose stamina. If you're spamming, you should lose stamina. I don't give a shit. Stop spamming. Actually learn how to play the fucking game. Actually learn how to anticipate somebody making a pass. See how easy that is? Instead of just spamming and claiming your comp, cut it out. Anyways, That's another bad. Another bad thing about the defense as well is the blocks. So we went from poster animations being drug into those to now pin block animations, where you'll have an entire like 2 feet on somebody and you'll already be at the rim dunking it, and then the game will slow you down just so they can catch up and block you. So that's definitely something else that needs to be addressed. They tweaked it a little bit, but it could still be done just a tad, not too much. Like we were at like a 10 at the beginning and now we're like at a 8, take it down to about a 7.5 and then we golden. Because like I said, you will literally be taking off full head of steam, full momentum, and they're trying to jog back. And keep in mind, you're going forward. They have to open up their hips and then turn, right? And they're still able to open, turn, and just jump and just go straight for you. It's one of those things where it needs to be addressed, needs to be fixed, because I'm not going to lie to you, it's definitely annoying dealing with that. It's not game-breaking or anything like that. It's just one of those obnoxious things that happens a lot in the game. So, that's it. Another one that I got for the negatives, aside from the beat scene, the defensive gameplay, is the left righting. It's annoying. I mean, you could beat it if you have like a big who knows how to play high on screens and shit like that. That's one of those things where the defense, as far as like defensive planting, needs to be worked on just a tad bit more, because people will literally just run left, right, left, right. Oh, hesitation left and keep going left, hesitation left and then go right. That whole thing, left righting is ridiculous and annoying. And it's funny because I seen a TikTok where duos all like, they don't need to take it up the game, it's not broken, just learn how to guard it. Like, it's not the point of learning how to guard it. It's an exploit that you know is broken, and yet you are still saying that nothing is wrong with it. Because you know, if you're running left and right constantly, you're going to get tired because they're not losing enough stamina. If you lose stamina doing that the way you're supposed to, people wouldn't do it as much, because you could actually combo in this game the way people have been wanting to, like as far as like dribble combos and shit like that. So the fact that they give you an option to dribble combo and you're choosing the most cheesiest way to do it, I'm not gonna lie, it's bitch made and fucking obnoxious. So yeah, suck beef on that instance. But you know, it's one of those things that people always find like the easiest way to win, but it's just one of the things that's kind of annoying. Offensively, I mean, honestly, the game works the way it's supposed to. It can just get kind of annoying. That's literally it. Just certain things about the game as far as like online goes is annoying as well as offline. But other than that, I ain't got too many negatives. I mean, like I said, this game is like one of the more better 2Ks that we've gotten in recent memory. Because like I said, I've been enjoying it. I've been having fun playing this shit. Like, I don't play with the squad all the time. Like, I'll just boot it up and just play with randoms, get a couple games in and call it a day. And that says something, because before I could never do that. But now I can just play this game and get the fuck off and just be like, all right, cool. And it's been a minute since I've actually had that ability. So all in all, this game is solid. I definitely would recommend waiting personally, because I mean, oh, I forgot another key point. Jesus Christ. As far as online goes as well, another positive is that, hold on, let me take a drink about Sprite. Jesus. Another positive I completely and totally forgot is the seasons that are in this game this year. So 2K added seasons, similar like to like a battle pass or whatever and whatnot. 2K added one where instead of like, you know, you're grinding like for 99 overall, grinding for legend out the gate, instead what you're doing, you gotta hit level 40 for 4 seasons. And these seasons are like, you know, like a month or a month and a half long. So the first season already passed. I got to like level, I think 35 or 36. I didn't hit level 40 because I did what I'm doing now and started playing other shit. Like, I grinded a little bit heavy and then I just stopped and then grinded heavy at the last minute like a jackass, but whatever. But this time it's actually pretty easy to grind it. Like, I'm not going to lie, I wouldn't be surprised if 2K makes it difficult come next year to like hit level 40. But this year, it's very, very, very easy. It's not difficult at all to hit level 40. You can literally do it in like a matter of like a couple weeks, like in a month, actually. Not even a month, like a week and a half, 3-4 days, you can actually hit level 40 if you're like just playing it for like maybe 5-6 hours a day, you know, and catching like four or five dubs, depending on how long you're playing, whatever. It's not that difficult to hit level 40. And on top of that, they're doing so many events this year from like that give you like so much double rep that they make it very simple for you to hit level 40, which is good. I mean, it's good and it's fun. People are having this problem of, well, what'd you level 40? There's nothing else to do. I mean, you can make other interesting content aside from being the first to hit level 40. I mean, you could do challenges. You can do this my team or my league thing that, you know, I'm doing. Shout out to Chase, because he actually gave me the inspiration to do this thing. There's a lot of shit that you can do. You can play pro-am, you know, try to shit competitively. A bunch of shit you can do aside from just being, just your whole identity being, oh, well, I hit level 41st. And on top of that, people say that, I'm like, you might just have 2K fatigue, then that's your whole issue. Because I'm like, hitting level 40 is easy. You just got to hit it four times one season to hit legend, right? And even still, like I said, it's a basketball game. Like, what more do you want out of this game? Like, y'all need to stop complaining and realize that we actually have a good fucking product here. It just needs a couple tweaks. And we got one of the better 2Ks that we've gotten in recent memories. Stop finding a reason to bitch and just be more appreciative of the fact that we actually got a decent fucking game this year. Jesus Christ, it's not hard. Anyway, like I said, with the seasons. So the season actually gives you some interesting rewards. So like season one, we got like rollerblades and you got like a go-kart. You get like extra badge point. You get boost, my team stuff, and a whole bunch of other shit. This season, which we're in season two, you get like a basketball, a chain, you know, they give you some clothes and shit like that. You actually get a tricycle, which is what I'm grinding for real. And you get a skeleton mascot costume, which is one of the main reasons I want to hit level 40 is just add that skeleton. I'm not going to lie to you. And I'm going to rename my character Jack Skellington just cause. So yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, the seasons is a good idea. My only thing is that I'm a little bit wary about is that knowing 2K, they're going to find a way to monetize it. And I guarantee they're going to have some type of premium season pass or whatever eventually. Because it does surprise me. I would not run it past 2K and decide to do something like that. Because it's 2K fucking sports. And I mean, this is like the most priciest game as far as like VC post, like post game purchase. Like this is like the most expensive like 2K. So, you know, it's whatever. But overall, like I said, this game is good. Now, if you're thinking about getting it for the holidays, do it. I mean, this game is not, it's not that bad at all. It's actually thoroughly enjoyable. I actually like this game. I actually like this 2K. Like, and they actually, I forgot to mention this. They actually gave you the option for a rebirth build. All you have to do is like play like 10 online games or something like that. And then you get a rebirth build. And instead of you having to worry about grinding all the way up to like to level 90, as far as I can, like level caps, you already have the option to be at like a level 90. Granted, you have to pay for like the BC and shit like that to actually get to that 90 spot. But you don't have to like get attribute points to get 86, 87, 88, 89, 90. You literally already have that 90 unlocked. So if you have like extra BC left over, you can already put it on like that build. Because I already have a secondary build, like a secondary shooting guard build I'm going to bring out. That's like a fucking defensive demon. I can't wait to actually put that out there and get some content. But like I said, and you get three of those too, so I'm gonna have like another point guard and probably like a power forward or small forward or some shit. I'm just gonna start messing with stuff just to do it, just see what happens. But all in all, if you were thinking about getting this 2K as far as next gen, I have not played current gen. I don't plan on playing current gen. Look it for somebody else's review on current gen, because I ain't got it for you. But on next gen, it's fun. I'd recommend it. It's definitely fun. It's one of the better 2Ks that we've got in recent memory. And like I said, if you get tired of that micro and thing like that, do what I did with this My League thing. Shout out to Chase, like I said, he's the one who gave me the idea and inspiration to actually do this shit. But do this whole My League, you know, this whole My League thing where you can like make your own entire league roster, team, and players, like the whole shebang. Just do that. It's refreshing. It's a lot more fun than just playing Minecraft for hours on end. With that being said, folks, this was another episode of Thoroughbred Talks. Like I said, I'm gonna give y'all the catch-up episode sometime later this week. I appreciate y'all for always listening to this podcast, for all the support and shit like that. And make sure if you're listening to this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, if you're listening to this on Spotify, share this on all social media platforms. I know you got them. And if you listen on Apple Podcast, rate this thing 5 stars so we can bring in more listeners. Stitch Radio and Anchor and all that stuff, just share the link, share the word. Let's bring in more people. You dig what I'm saying? And with that being said, folks, it's your boy Woozilla, and I'm gone. Y'all be easy.